Our second lesson is from the Gospel of Luke, part of chapter 17. And being questioned by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, "The kingdom of God does not come with observation. Neither shall they tell you, 'Lo, here,' or 'Lo, there.' For behold, the kingdom of God is within you." And he said to the disciples, "The days will come when you shall long to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and you shall not see. And they shall tell you, 'Lo, here,' or 'Lo, there.' Do not go after nor pursue them. For as the lightning that flashes out of the one part under heaven gives brightness to the other part under heaven, so shall the Son of Man be in his day. But first he must suffer many things and be rejected by this generation. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. They ate, they drank, they married, they were given in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and the flood came and destroyed them all. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, they built. But on the day that Lot departed from Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. According to these things shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed." We also read from the work Conjugal Love concerning cold and heat. "There is spiritual warmth and spiritual coldness. And spiritual warmth is love, while spiritual coldness is the absence and loss of love. Spiritual warmth comes from no other source than the sun of the spiritual world. For there is a sun there, proceeding from the Lord, who is in the midst of it. And being from the Lord, in its essence, that sun is pure love. That sun appears to angels as a ball of fire, just as the sun of our world does to men. It appears as a ball of fire because love is spiritual fire. From that sun proceed both heat and light. But because that sun is pure love, the heat from it in its essence is love, and the light from it in its essence is wisdom. This makes clear the origin of spiritual warmth and the fact that it is love. The origin of spiritual coldness, moreover, will also be briefly explained. Spiritual coldness is from the sun of the natural world and its heat and light. The sun of the natural world was created so that its heat and light might receive into them spiritual heat and light, and by means of its atmospheres, convey them even to the lowest elements or ultimates in the world. Their purpose was to produce the effects of those ends or purposes which are the Lord's in his Son, and also to clothe spiritual things with coverings or materials adequate to bring about ultimate ends in nature. This is what happens when spiritual heat is joined to and contained in natural heat. The contrary happens, however, when natural heat is separated from spiritual heat, as is the case with people who love natural things and reject spiritual ones. In them, spiritual warmth becomes coldness. These two kinds of heat, by creation in harmony, thus become opposed to each other. And the reason is that the master heat then becomes the servant heat, and the servant heat the master. So to keep this from happening, spiritual heat withdraws, which by right of its origin is the master, and spiritual warmth in these recipient vessels then grows cold, because it becomes opposed. It is apparent from this what spiritual coldness is, that it is the absence and loss of spiritual heat. In what was just said, by heat, love is to be understood, because spiritual heat in living recipients is felt as love. I have heard in the spiritual world that merely natural spirits experience an intense coldness whenever they attach themselves to the side of some angel who is in a state of love. Also, that spirits in hell have the same experience whenever warmth from heaven flows in upon them. Even though among themselves, when the warmth of heaven is shut off and withdrawn, they burn with great heat. Here end our lessons. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.